As you grow in your relationship with Christ, Gloria and Kelly Copeland encourage you to boldly say, "My nature is Jesus." Join in today for more insight into God's Word, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Kelly's with me today, and she's expounding on the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, that's really the way you live in peace in the earth, is to yield to your reborn spirit. That's the fruit. This fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 is your outcome of your reborn spirit. Now, if you never get in the Word of God, you won't be able to live there. But if you'll find out what God's Word says and you begin to obey it, the fruit of the Spirit will be the natural way of life for you. That'll be the natural, supernatural way of life for you. All the fruit of the Spirit comes under the heading of love. Love, joy, peace. What is this you don't like about this? Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you'd give some thought to the fruit of the Spirit, you could probably think back in your life where you could have used the manifestation of the fruit. You wish you'd have kept your mouth shut and different things. But it is so powerful to have the love of God in control of your life. And that's really, love is the bottom line of all the fruit. All the fruit comes out of love. So Kelly is going to share some things with us today about that. And I'll just say a few things about the fruit of the Spirit in general. The fruit of the Spirit in general, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all really come out of love. If you don't have love operating in your life, you're not going to be able to operate in the rest of the fruit. It also is peace. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's wonderful. You can probably think of things you may not want to, but you could probably think of times in your life when you could have used yielding to the fruit of the Spirit instead of shooting your mouth off, you know. And we all could, I'm sure. And it's so powerful. I mean, you know, it's so healthy. If you have the fruit of the Spirit, if you live in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, all the fruit, you're not going to be in strife. You're not going to be in unforgiveness. You're not going to be mad. How healthy is that to live where you're not agitated? That's one thing that makes people sick. They get in turmoil. They get in hate. They hate that somebody. They get mad and they do and say things they shouldn't do. That's not the way we live. We live, you and I, we live by the fruit of the Spirit if we're smart. Because if we're born again, it's in there. We can choose to do that. We can choose to forgive instead of fly off the handle. We can choose to walk in love. Hallelujah. So, Kelly, tell us some, what do you have for us about the fruit today?
Well, I feel like you have some more, and I'm going to give you time to bring out some more of those things. But, you know, it's really the choosing. We can do this fruit of the Spirit thing as a choice of the flesh. Like, I'm going to choose self-control. They are making me so mad, but I'm going to choose
love. I yield to the fruit.
That is, it becomes a fruit of the flesh. But what you're talking about and what I've watched you do, Mom, is choose your time with Him. Choose to be one with His words. Choose to allow Him to correct you. Choose to allow Him to develop you. Yeah. I have watched you now for a long time.
Were you watching?
I was watching. I was watching when you didn't know. Mm. And I watched you. You know, you may wonder why Gloria always talks about forgiveness. She talks about, and you do, you talk about forgiveness a lot.
It's a key.
But you know what? You've had to forgive a lot in your life. Mm. From the time you were a little kid, before you even really knew God. And then as you grew up and you met God, you had things to forgive. You married a rough character. all those years ago. Dad's awesome, but he would tell you himself, he was rough around the edges. He got born again after y'all got married.
But he's so sweet.
I know, man. He's awesome. The fruit of the Spirit really took over him. He is amazing.
Amen.
He's one of the most loving,
he is,
kind people that I know. But I don't think his high school friends would have described him that way. I heard somebody called me this morning and talked to me, told me that they had heard T.D. Jakes preach a message about your nature being changed. And he talked about when you get born again, your whole nature inside is changed. And so, because people talk about, well, if you talk about grace too much, people are just going to want to sin. Well, it doesn't work that way. If you're born again, your insides have changed.
That's
and
right.
He talked about, you know, a pig gets in the mud and they like it. They wallow in it. They look for a mud hole. That's what they like. But a sheep falls into a mud and they want out. They may be muddy and they may look like a pig in the middle of the mud, but they just want out. And I thought that was a good description of the fact that our nature has changed. Our nature is now Jesus. And when we spend time with Him and we allow Him to develop those things in us, we express Him. There was a scripture that I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. I've been enjoying it so much that I'm reading out of it a lot this week. But it says, my old identity has been crucified with Christ. My old nature, my old way of thinking, my old everything. And no longer lives, for the nails of His cross crucified me with Him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine. It's Christ living His life. Christ lives His life through me. So the essence, the power, the things that come out of me are no longer that old way of living. Even my own ability to do something, I'm not stuck with. But He's living through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God. Jesus spent His faith to get His presence in me. He exercised His faith and He did the work behind it too. Faith without works is dead, but He expressed His faith and then He followed it up with the cross to get Himself inside me. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God who loves me so much that He gave Himself for me and dispenses His life into mine. And when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, we're talking about really the dispensation or the dispensing of His life, Mom, mm-hmm. through me. Those places you had to forgive, you didn't even know what Jesus was doing in you. But in your time with Him, in your union with Him, I mean, you got born again. Nobody led you but Him. He led you from His Word, and you read something that struck your heart, and you said, well, if you care about the birds, you care about me.
That's right.
Take my life and do something with it. Your salvation to me, Mom, is one of the purest, most precious salvation stories I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't require another person. You were just straight on, you and Jesus and His Word.
That's
and
true.
I think it set your life up to be the person you are today.
Praise
your
God.
Life has been so changed by your time with Him. My mom I knew, who was amazing 25 years ago, after years and years and years of daily time with Him, you're a different woman today.
Praise
even
God.
Than you were 25 years ago. And the love and the grace
growing.
And the forgiveness that I learned from you, I watch it, but it's the fruit. It's the harvesting of what is in you.
Christ.
It's the harvesting of His Spirit in you that shows up on the outside, and that's why they call it fruit. But it says in the Passion, and then I feel like you have some more about the fruit to say, but this says, in verse 16, Galatians 5:16, as you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life.
That's true.
You follow this, you abandon this. You follow Jesus, run after Him, seek first the kingdom. You just lose the cravings for the works of the flesh and the temptation. For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder Him from living freely within you. Why does He want us separated from all that? So He can live free in us, so we can be free.
So we can enjoy the blessing.
And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. So when you let the Holy Spirit in you begin to crave things, you're going to begin to crave to worship Him. You're going to begin to crave to walk in love. You're going to begin to crave peace with somebody else instead of struggling with them. And it's not going to be because you struggled to find peace or love. It'll be because that's what came out of your oneness with Him. The Holy Spirit is the only one who defeats the cravings of your natural life. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creative life. But when you are brought into full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you'll no longer be living under the domination of the law or the domination of your flesh, but rising above it. Soaring, it says. This is soaring above it. And so, you know, he lists the works of the flesh, sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions. He's gotten me so many times. The Lord is correcting me on that one. Being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and other similar behaviors.
My.
But. The harvest, the passion says down here that it can be translated harvest. The fruit produced by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, is divine love in all of His expressions. Now, he says that love is expressed in all these other fruit. Actually, Rick Renner expresses it that way. He says love
covers all of it.
Love is the big and all these other things, peace, patience, all that is an expression of the love of God that's in you because He is love.
Love is the big gun. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit, I'll read some things about the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is our natural, is our supernatural, natural disposition. In other words, all those things. When you were born again, they're in you. Now, you may not have developed them, you may not have yielded to them, but they're in you. It's your natural disposition, the fruit of the Spirit. These qualities are in you and can abound or flow out. They are hindered by selfishness and ignorance. In other words, you just don't know the power of what you've got in you and the fruit, and you're not yielding. The Holy Spirit gives strength to these forces to be greater than the flesh or the temptation in the natural realm. The fruit of the Spirit is the outflow of the life of God that's in you because you were born of God. You're born now. You're born of God. And that fruit is there. Now it has to be yielded to and developed. So we all need to be aware of it, and even once we learn it, we need to keep it in our thinking that I'm going to yield to love. I'm yielding to faith. I'm yielding to the fruit of the Spirit. I'm yielding to joy. Something happens bad in your life, and something comes up that just irritates you or something. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's in you if you're born again. So what do? Do you get mad or do you yield to joy? Well, if you're smart, you yield to joy and then you can walk through it without any problem. But if you yield to anger or malice or whatever, you'll have to deal with the results. It's up to us.
It is.
Love, joy. Now, what is the next one? Peace. Peace is much better than strife. It's much better than being in unforgiveness. It's much better than hating somebody or being mad. When you catch yourself wanting to be mad or be angry or get upset, remember that peace, the force of peace, these are forces in you and they're powerful. The force of peace is in you. So, you just say, I yield to peace. I'm not gonna take that anger or unforgiveness. I choose to yield to peace. So what happened? Well, you went free. What happened to the person that did you wrong? Well, we don't know what happened to him, but we know what happened to you. You chose to walk in love. You chose the fruit of the Spirit. You chose to yield yourself to the Lord and not to unforgiveness or strife. It is the supernatural fruit of the Spirit. It's the supernatural, natural disposition. These qualities are in you and can abound and flow out. They are hindered by selfishness and ignorance of the fact that they're in there and powerful. The Holy Spirit gives strength to these forces to be greater than the flesh or the temptation in the natural realm. The fruit of the Spirit is the outflow of life, love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. Fruit grows from our spirit. Feed on the Word and practice these fruits. This is what Brother Hagin said. Feed on the Word and practice these fruits, and they will grow. The seed of patience, that's the fruit of the Spirit. If you're born again, patience is in you. Patience is in you. You think, well, I don't know it if it is. Well, it is. If you're born again, you're just not listening. You're not yielding to it. So now that you know it is in you, begin to practice patience. Don't be quick-tempered. Don't walk out of love. Walk in love. Love, joy, peace. What's wrong with those things?
Not one thing.
Nothing. Glory to God.
Are the answer.
So study the fruit of the Spirit and grow up and become. It says, the Holy Spirit gives strength to these. This is just my note here. The Holy Spirit gives strength to these forces to be greater than the flesh or the temptation in the natural realm. The fruit of the Spirit is the outflow of life. Hallelujah. You know, people have murdered other people, gone to death row, or been executed because they just let anger and violence and the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit come over them. Now, I've spent some time with the girls at death row. I haven't in a few years, but they let me go in with them and talk to them and preach to them. And now most of those girls, this has been some years ago that I was there, but most of those girls are now born again. They were born again when I got there. And so we talked about the Lord. We talked about the Word of God. They weren't the same people that murdered somebody. Why? Because now they are born over again and they have a new spirit. And most of them had received the Holy Spirit. And they were studying the Word in prison.
New nature.
And they were different. Hallelujah. They weren't the same people. And that's what we need to do is when we get filled with the Spirit, we need to yield to the Spirit and yield to love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're actual forces of the Spirit. And we choose. We choose to do that. I choose to yield to the love of God. It's so much better. It's so much better to live in peace and forgiveness than to hold things. And faith works by love. So if you're holding unforgiveness and you're mad at somebody, you're not walking in love. And your faith's not working. Glory to God. We can do a better job at forgiving and walking in love and thus do a better job at receiving the answers to our prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mom, we're not in this alone.
No.
And when you say, I will forgive, I will walk in love, I will have patience or peace or whatever, you're calling something, you're receiving something that Jesus is actually, what we're talking about, the more you tune in oneness with Him, the more you turn your
face
to Him,
right,
like Mary did. She sat at His feet listening to His words. So she's worshiping, she's listening,
she's
pulling in what He's saying. Well, you know, when you begin to listen to what He's saying to you, because He's speaking to all of us, then you're going, I will have peace. And He's going, you need peace, you have peace. He's going, self-control. Or He's saying, no, Kelly, you need to forgive that person.
Right.
So it's not just me going, I will, I will, I will. It's Him saying, Kelly, you walk in love. Kelly, forgive. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's talking to me. Why? Because he's bringing those things. He's empowering me to live in that. We're not by ourselves.
That's right.
He's dispensed all this in us, but he didn't stop there. He spends every moment of every day developing those things in us.
Yes,
and as you choose
it's
them,
our part to yield to
as
it.
We yield, as we choose time with him, we make it easier to yield. As we choose our oneness with him, worship, prayer, time in the Word, talking to him, he's in my mind all the time. He talks to me all day long. I talk back to him all day long without even thinking about it. I'm so aware of his presence, even more so today than ever before, but I find all those other things are so much easier for me. Because he'll say, yeah, Kelly, that you're not getting away with that. You need to fix this. You need to forgive. You need to love. You need to, what you just said was wrong. Call that person and tell them.
Okay, what does the scripture say? Judge yourself and you won't be judged. That's coming up in you, to judge yourself. You got out of love. I got out of love. Now I judge myself and I apologize for it, or I make it right, or whatever I have to do. It works.
And we have the righteous judge in us to empower us to do it, to remind us to do it, to point it out to us that we need to do it. I mean, really, he said, I judge. He said in John 5:30, and I love the Amplified in it, but he says, he decides as he's bidden to decide. He judges as he hears. So as he hears the Father say something, he judges it. Well, he happens to know he's so developed in his oneness with the Father that he actually judges it before it comes out of his mouth. He judges it. He says the right things all the time.
No mistake.
But he's helping us to gain in that area. He'll help us to judge stuff after we messed up. But he's also, as you develop in that, he begins to judge you. You'll hear him judge you before you say that thing, or before you make that mistake. We're not alone in this. We're one with him, and the results of that are these wonderful forces of life that we can't live without. We won't have quality of life without.
Amen. It's a good way to live. Kelly and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.